With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the second chapter of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. The Rambam in Halacha Tezvav is describing the Seuda that we are obligated to partake of on the day of Purim. Keitzat choyva Seuda, writes the Rambam, sheyoichal basar. V'yisakein Seuda no, you should eat meat, you should prepare a beautiful meal. Kefi asher tim tsayode, according to that which you could afford, and v'shoy seyayin atche yishtaket, and a person should drink wine until when they get drunk. So the Rebbe in Likutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Vav on page 160 explains the following: that we know, as Chazal tell us, that every time it says in the Megillah Melech, really it's hinting to, it's alluding to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty. Including, says the Rebbe, when it says in the beginning of the Megillah, Ki chein yisad hamelech la'asoyis kirtsoyin ish ve'ish, that during the Su'udah v'achashveiro, she established that everyone should get what he desires. And now that we are saying that melech in the Megillah is really alluding to God Almighty, oh, so that means that on Purim, God Almighty makes a meal and he allows everyone to do according to his will. What does that mean? Gevaldik. So the Rebbe brings the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us over there that during the time of Matan Torah, that there was a certain amount of force that was put upon the Jewish people, as we learn, Kafa Aleim Har Kigigis, that Hashem picked up a mountain and he put it over us like a barrel. And furthermore, the Gemara says that we, from this, we have an excuse. In other words, if a Yid is going to be taken to task in a din, and he's going to be, or she's going to be asked, why did you not fulfill the Torah? So we can respond, well, 1 second, we never really undertook it through our free will. However, the Gemara continues, that excuse was only valid until the story of Purim. What happened by Purim, says the Gemara, that Hodur Kiblua Bimei Achashverosh, that during the times of Achashverosh, we re-accepted keeping all of the mitzvahs without any force. Oh, Gevaldik. So says the Rebbe, that's the pshat over here. That what happens every year is Hashem makes a meal. And what is served at the meal? Yiddishkeit, Torah, and mitzvahs. And it's served in a way that everyone actually enjoys it. And everyone during that moment has the freedom of choice to buy into it or not. That's the pshat, that from then onwards there's no more force. Adarabo, that what kichein yisad hamelech, really being meramus to God, la'asoy skirtsoyin ish ve'ish. And really, that is why there's such a tremendous joy on Purim, a joy that is completely above all limitations. L'mayla memedida v'agbala. And as we just learned, that chayiv inish l'pasume bepuri adalo yada. In other words, that since the story began in the past, that there was a meal by a king Achashverosh, and there was drinking of wine, and that was a negative drinking of wine. But now that all of that turned around, there was a real v'napoichu, there was a real hisapcham. The real Isabcha is that now we ultimately connected to Torah on our own, through our own desire. So this transforms the drinking of the negative wine over there to a drinking of wine of Kedusha, which is to be Mesameach and Purim, completely beyond all limitations.